今天安息圣日，我们下午的崇拜聚会要跟各位互相勉励的题目是难辨的善恶。
In this afternoon of Sabbath service, we would like to share with everyone the topic, the good and evil that are undiscernible.
这是我们继续昨天晚上所讲的题目。
This is a continuation of yesterday's sermon.
这个善恶一直在这个世界上呢，我们可以发现到
we could notice good and evil existing in this world.
但是各民族对善恶的标准呢，都不一样。
However, as to the standard of or the extent of good and evil varies.
在宗教界也是对善恶的标准呢都不一样。
And the standard at the point of religious view will differ from the other.
比如说回教他们认为是善的，但是在基督教不见得是善的。
For example, what is regarded as good in the Muslim community will be different from that of Christians.
因此呢，使世人对善恶很难去辨别。
Therefore, it is so difficult for us to discern what is good and evil.
同样在基督教界里面呢，对于善恶的辨别呢，也是不太一样的。
At the same token, even among Christians, good and evil will have its different standards.
有的比较宽，有的比较严格。
Some are much wide, and some are much stricter.
有的人只站在右边看是善的一面，但是在左边一看又是恶的一面。
Someone might just stand on the right side and telling that it is correct, but for someone will be vice versa.
因为人所了解的呢很有限。
Because what man understand is indeed very limited.
人比较容易呢，只凭着外表来判断事情。
We always have the tendency to judge people by their appearances.
因为呢，让人看得见，比较容易去了解。
Because what we can see is much easier to justify.
但是还是会判断错误的。
However, we could make mistake of out of such kind of judgment.
所以主耶稣在世讲一些比喻呢，都可以给我们做参考。
Therefore, Jesus has told us many parables for us to serve as a reference in this world.
那么下午所要讲的就是根据路加福音十八章第九节到十四节这一段所说的。
And what we'd like to talk about this afternoon is an explanation of Luke chapter 18.
Amen. 这段圣经呢，请大家一起来看。
We'd like to ask everyone to read this parable.
路加福音十八章第九节到十四节。
Luke chapter 18, verses 14 onwards.
第九节，耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人藐视别人的设一个比喻说，有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。十一节
11.
法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索不义奸淫，也不向这个税吏，我一个礼拜进食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。十三节，那税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。十四节，我告诉你们，这个人回家去比那人倒算为义，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。主耶稣在这边讲一个比喻。
I hear Jesus told us a parable.
比喻可以给我们做参考。
The parable serves as a reference for us.
那么他讲这个比喻的动机呢，就是第九节告诉我们。
And the motives behind this telling of this parable is on verse 9.
因为他看到当时的犹太社会呢，有不少的人仗着自己是义人。
Because at that time, in the Jewish society, many people regard themselves as the righteous.
那这种人往往会看清别人。
And this kind of people tends to look down others a lot.
那有关呢第九节呢，我们昨天晚上已经有讲过。
And about verse 9, we have spoken much about that yesterday's sermon.
那么这个比喻呢，就是从第十节开始。
And the parable begins from verse 10.
第十节记载说，有两个人上圣殿去祷告。
Verse 10 it says, two men went up to the temple to pray.
一个法利赛人，一个税吏。
One a Pharisee and the other a tax collector.
那这两个人在当时的犹太社会呢，啊，给人的观念都不同的。
In the Jewish society at that time, these two people gives people different kind of view.
法利赛人是一个很好的人。
Pharisee are regarded as good people.
懂得神的律法。
They knows the laws of God.
又严严遵守神的律法。
They also abide by God's commandments.
那么税吏呢，在人的印象中是罪人。
On the other hand, a tax collector is regarded as a evil person.
他是罗马政府的税务人员。
They are the tax collector representing the Roman government.
但却是犹太人心目中的罪人。
And in the Jews' eyes, they are considered as the sinners.
人的观念不一定是正确的。
However, from a human standpoint, it might not be correct.
人的成见也不一定是正确的。
However, maybe humans' biases may not be correct also.
所以法利赛人虽然是很好的人。
Therefore, even though Pharisees are the good people,
税吏是不好的人,
and the tax collector aren't the good one,
但是不能够一视同仁, 也有好的税吏,
but we cannot judge them by the same standards.
那也有法利赛人呢, 很骄傲的也有,
and there are some Pharisees are indeed arrogant.
但是主耶稣所说的这两个人呢, 都不错的,
and Jesus, these two people that Jesus has mentioned, they are belongs to the good people.
但是根据他们的祷告词呢，我们可以判断法利赛人是好人。
However, we can judge from the contents of their prayers to decide whether who are the good person.
税吏他自己也承认是一个罪人。
And the tax collector admit himself as a sinner.
但是主耶稣说，这两个人祷告完以后回家。
And Jesus said that after they pray and went home,
他说税吏比较有义。
And the tax collector received much righteousness.
真的让我们呢很难去分辨善恶。
And this will be hard for us to tell who's good and evil.
根据这一段所讲的呢，我们可以判断法利赛人是一个属于善的，是一个好人。
According to this paragraph, we can tell that the Pharisee is a good person and the tax collector is a bad person.
一个人过去的行为表现
for a person's past behavior,
不能够借着几句话就被否认掉
cannot constitute any denials from others.
这两个人都承认他们过去的行为表现
and these two people has prayed much about what they have performed before.
应该呢税吏比较不好才对的。
I thought the tax collector weren't are the worst one.
但是主耶稣却在这边说的跟我们所看的相反。
However, Jesus has a different point of view as compared to ours.
所以我们为什么要说难辨的善恶呢？真的是很难辨的。
Why do we say the good and evil is hard to discern?
因为神所看的跟人所看的不同。
Because what God sees is very different from what man sees.
那么第十节提到说有两个人上殿里去祷告。
So verse 10 it says there were two men went up to the temple to pray.
这两个人过去怎么样，也许我们都不知道。
So what their past had been, we do not know.
但是这两个人都懂得上圣殿祷告，所以我们呢要把它列为是好人。
But what they have in common is that they all went up to the temple to pray, and we regard that as good person.
因为我们不知道这个是法利赛人，也不知道这个是税吏啊。
We do not know who's the Pharisee and who's the tax collector.
但是这两个人都喜欢亲近神。
And both of them would like to get near to God.
当然呢，神欢迎各样的人来亲近他。
I believe God welcomes anyone who wants to draw near to him.
如果我们呢不想上圣殿，
If we do not want to go up to the temple,
也许呢我们比不上这两个人。
Perhaps we are not as good as they are.
不管这两个人过去的行为怎么样，
it does not matter how their past happened.
但是现在他们喜欢上圣殿祷告。
However, they all went up to the temple to pray now.
这个圣殿呢并不是普通的地方。
A temple is an extraordinary place.
他们也知道这个地方就是敬拜神的地方。
They clearly know that the temple is a place of worship.
第一座的圣殿完成就是在列王时代。
And the first temple that was established was in the king's era.
也就是说，所罗门王做王的时候所建造的圣殿。
There was during the ruling of King Solomon that the first temple was built.
当这个圣殿完成以后呢，他向神祷告。
When the first temple was accomplished, he prayed to God.
说愿那些能够进入圣殿祷告的人，你就看顾他们。
He asked that for those who come to the temple and pray, please take good care of them.
从此呢，这个圣殿成为犹太人信仰的中心啊。
From then on, it becomes the center of the belief of the people.
当然呢，在圣殿的历史里面呢，也曾经破坏过，再重新建造起来。
Of course, in the history of the temple had been destroyed and rebuilt again.
主耶稣在世的时候。这个圣殿是希律王建了46年。
When Jesus was in this world, King Herod had spent 16 years in rebuilding the temple.
所以有很多的犹太同胞喜欢上圣殿祷告。
That's the reason why many of the Jewish people like to go up to the temple and pray.
因为这是祷告的殿。
Because there's a temple of prayer.
请看以赛亚书56章7节。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 56.
以赛亚书56章7节
Book of Isaiah chapter 56 verse 7.
我必领他们到我的圣山，使他们在祷告我的殿中喜乐，他们的燔祭和平安祭在我坛上必蒙悦纳，因我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。这里就在说在神的圣山啊。
Here it says on the holy mountain of God.
圣殿建在那边。
And there is the house of, there is the temple of God.
在神的殿中充满了属灵的喜乐。
In the temple of God, it fills with joy.
万民进到这个圣殿呢，心里可以得到安慰，得到充足。
People of all nations that come to temple to pray will receive joy.
当众民心里有很烦躁的事情的时候，他们来到圣殿呢，就整个心都开了。
Maybe some people are bothered by many of their worries. When they come to the temple to pray, they are relieved from it.
可以带来他人生充满了喜乐。
It brings about the joy in their life.
所以万民都喜欢到这个祷告的殿里。
That's the reason why people from all nations would like to come to this temple to pray.
所以主耶稣说，这两个人上圣殿祷告。
And Jesus said, these two people went up to the temple and prayed.
也许他们个人都有他们的家务事，让他们心烦。
Perhaps they have their own worries, in their lives.
至少他们肯到圣殿来，心里可以开朗。
I think if they wanted to come to the temple to pray, they might relieve from it.
借着安静的心灵，可以从神那边得到喜乐。
They can receive the joy from God through their reliance to God.
所以神的殿永远是敞开的。
Therefore, the temple of God is always open to us.
当然呢，我们今天不必上耶路撒冷进入圣殿。
Of course, today we need not to go to Jerusalem and go to the temple.
因为现在以色列地的圣殿呢，早已经破坏。
Because the temple in the Israel area was destroyed.
在主耶稣在世的时候，那时候就有各地有犹太人的会堂。
And when Jesus' time, there were many temples in the Jewish community.
除了以色列人的重要的节期以外呢，大部分人平常都在犹太人的会堂聚会敬拜神。
Other than those festivals of the Jews, they will gather in the temple to worship God.
因此呢，会堂也成为这些喜欢祷告的人的场所。
Therefore, the temple became a place for those who wanted to pray.
甚至有的地方没有会堂。
even for those places without temples.
只要他们认为这个合适，就成为祷告的场所。
As long as they regard this place as a suitable place for prayer, they will pray.
那么这里所说的这个圣殿成为万民祷告的殿。
So here it says it become a place for people of all nations.
但是主耶稣在世的时候，这个圣殿曾经成为呢不能够让人安静的地方。
And during Jesus' time, this temple has once become a place of noise.
因为有一些商人借着方便呢，在圣殿里面做生意。
Because there are some merchants for their own conveniences doing business outside of the temple.
那这样你上圣殿祷告能够专心吗？
Then how can you be how can you concentrate in your prayer when you go to the temple?
因为进入圣殿都不能够安静，那么当然我们的心灵就没有办法把它收回来。
Because when you cannot quiet yourself down in your prayer in the temple, you cannot have a good prayer.
所以主耶稣在世的时候曾经两次洁净圣殿。
Therefore, Jesus has twice wiped out those unclean outside of the temple.
请看马太福音二十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 21,
13节
verse 13.
马太福音二十一章十三节
Book of Matthew chapter 21, verse 13.
对他们说，经上记着说，我的殿必称为祷告的殿，你们倒使它成为劫窝。主耶稣在这边对犹太人说
Here Jesus told the Jews,
说我的殿是成为祷告的殿。
He said, "My house will be called a house of prayer."
但是这个圣殿呢，已经不能够亲近。
But you are making this temple that is hard for people to draw near.
因为十二节记载有一些商人在里面做生意。
Because at verse 12 it said there's many people doing buying and selling there.
所以上圣殿祷告呢，也许呢就不能够专心的。
Perhaps when they go up to the temple to pray, they cannot concentrate.
所以主耶稣看到这种情形，把这些商人呢都赶出去。
And that's the reason why that Jesus chased out those who doing trades there.
让这个圣殿呢能够成为很清净的地方。
So that this temple may be cleaned out and become a clean place.
当然呢大部分的时间，这个圣殿呢都是很安静的地方。
Of course, most of the time, the temple is a place of quietness.
也许这些商人呢，就是在犹太人的重大的节期临近的时候才搬进去做生意的。
And those merchants come to the temple only when there's a major festivals of the Jews.
那平常他们在那边做生意一定会倒闭的。
And if they were to do business in regular days, they might not do it.
所以在犹太教里面呢，他们有自己规定。
Therefore, in the Jewish belief, they have such a regulation.
或者是个人自己所决定的时间。
It might be a time or a place that is decided by oneself.
上圣殿祷告。
To pray in the temple.
在当时的犹太教里面呢，大概每早晨都有祷告的时间。
At that time, there are times set for prayers in the mornings, every mornings in the temple.
还有下午三点祷告的时间。
And also at around 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
我们请看路加福音第一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
第八节到第十节。
Verses 8 to 10.
路加福音第一章第八节到第十节。
Luke chapter 1 verses 8 to 10.
撒加利亚按班次在神面前供祭司的族分。第九节。
Verse 9.
照祭司的规矩撮签，夺进主殿烧香。第十节。
Verse 10.
烧香的时候，众百姓在外面祷告。这里记载撒加利亚当祭司在值班的时候。
So here, it it says that Zechariah was serving as a priest before God.
众百姓呢可以在外院祷告。
And all the people may gather outside the temple to pray.
因为圣殿分为好几层啊。
Because the temple is divided into different levels.
因此犹太人呢大部分在祭司供烛奉的时候呢在早晨都会上圣殿祷告。
Therefore, when a priest is making burnt incense, many people will pray.
这是祭司每天要做的事情，烧香啊。
This is the duty of the priest, which is burning incense every day.
所以在早晨呢，有祷告的时间。
That's the reason why in the morning they have a time for prayer.
你祷告你的，我祷告我的，个人的内容不同。
You do your prayer, and I do mine. We pray to different. Ways.
有的人为国家，有的人为自己的事情。
Some people pray for the nation. Some people pray for their own personal matters.
也许也有人呢，在这边忏悔，也有人在这边呢来歌颂神。
Perhaps some people are exalting the name of God, and some people are repenting.
那么下午三点呢，又有一个祷告的时间。
In the afternoon, about 3 p.m., there are another time for prayer.
请看。使徒行传第三章第一节。
Let's turn to Book of Acts, chapter 3.
使徒行传第三章第一节。
Book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 1.
神出祷告的时候，彼得、约翰上圣殿去。这里提到下午三点的时候。
Here it says that about 3 in the afternoon.
彼得、约翰上圣殿去祷告。
Peter and John.We're going up to the temple to pray.
他们也许呢有这种固定的时间去祷告。
Maybe they had their own set time to pray.
那这个时间是谁设立的？
So how did this time set time come about?
我们不知道。
We do not know.
可能呢犹太教他们自己规定的。
Maybe the Jews they set the regulations themselves.
那么既然是固定的时间呢？不能晦气的就成为律法。
So since it becomes a fixed time for prayer, it becomes their law.
认真追求律法的人，如果不气的话，心里会难过的。
For those who look very importantly on the laws of the Jews, if they don't go, they will feel bad.
所以在恩典时代，有的人还是会因为人所规定的律法而害怕。
Even at the time of grace, there are people still afraid of not going to. Still afraid of the law of the Jews.
好像我们安息圣日，有的人不去，心里会害怕。
Just like some people, for not attending the Sabbath service, they might be afraid of.
这样就不对了。
This is something wrong.
因为呢，安息日是神为人而设立的。
Because the Sabbath day is established for man.
要让人身心真的得到安息，得到快乐。
Is to allow man to receive peace and joy in such a day.
所以以纪念的身心情呢，来纪念安息圣日多好。
Therefore, with a heart of commemoration, we commemorate the Sabbath day.
不要因为害怕得罪神而来遵守安息日。
So please do not come to the Sabbath day, Sabbath service, with a heart of fright.
如果一直呢抱这种观念与心情就不好。
If you have such a concept, it will bother you.
信耶稣就成为重担。
And it will become a burden for you to believe in the Lord.
有的人信得非常轻松，就是因为深入了解这种道理。
Perhaps some people who believe with a much relief heart is because they have the correct attitude.
那有的人在信仰上一直都觉得背着重担，用害怕的心情。
But someone else's may have such a burdened heart.
那么这样呢？敬畏神就不会快乐的。
And when you come to worship God, you will not be happy.
那么主耶稣说，这两个人上圣殿祷告。
So Jesus said these two men went up to the temple to pray.
他们是不是根据律法的规定而上圣殿祷告呢？
So did they go up to the temple to pray because of the Jewish law?
也许这两个人动机都不一样。
Perhaps their motives were different.
也许其中有一个呢，是为了律法的规定。
Or maybe one of them, they go to pray because of the Jewish law.
因为律法这么规定，我不去的话，就违背了律法。
Because the law says that way, if I don't go to pray, I might offend the law.
如果是这样的话，他所祷告的不一定出自于他的内心需要的。
If he had bear such an attitude, maybe his prayer is not out of his own will.
那另外一个也许呢他上圣殿祷告是他心灵所需要的。
Maybe the other person went up to pray because of his need.
所以站在第三者看，这两个人呢，是不是都一样？不一样的。
So as a third person looking at these two people, we see it differently.
所以主耶稣会说这个税吏比较有义。
Therefore, Jesus said that the tax collector is much righteous.
因为他的心灵正是需要神来帮助他。
Because he indeed needed God badly.
因此呢，众人认为税吏是罪人，但是在神看起来不是的。
Even though people regarded the tax collector as sinners, however, Jesus think otherwise.
法利赛人众人看起来是一个好人，
even though the Pharisees were regarded as good people，
但是呢，主耶稣在这个比喻里面所讲的比这个税吏不好。
But in this parable of Jesus, that the Pharisee is an unrighteous person，
这就是让人难辨的善恶。
And this is why it's difficult to tell the good from evil，
因为上圣殿如果一族呢怕违背律法的规定。
Because if you go to the temple of God just because of the laws,
入酒会成为一种形式。
And days go by, it might become a formality.
实际上心里呢不想去，但非去又不可。
If you are so unwilling to go in your heart, but you still go.
如果这种信仰生活呢是死板的信仰生活。
If such a life of faith is so boring and so much boredom.
要成为活的信仰生活。
To become a lively faith.
那么主耶稣在世的时候就看到这种情形。
So Jesus, when he was in this earth, he saw such a shortcoming.
因此呢，他对于这个祷告呢，他怎么说呢？
Therefore, what did he say about the prayers?
我们请看马太福音第六章第五节。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 5.
马太福音第六章第五节。
Book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 5.
你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，按爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。在犹太社会上有一群人喜欢祷告。
In a Jewish society, there are people who love to pray.
这些人也是非常勇敢的。
These people are the bold ones.
老实讲，在加拿大这个街道上敢在站在那边祷告的人不多啊。
To be honest, for people who are so daring to pray in the public are the minority.
如果在会堂里面呢，大家可以放心祷告。
In the temple, people can pray with peace.
在十字路口，在那边为国家代祷。
And there are some people who pray in the street corners for the nations.
不会专心的，因为怕行人注意到他。
I don't think they can concentrate because they were thinking that people are looking at them.
因为他一直在祷告的时候会怎样来修饰他的祷告词。
Because he will try to refine the content of his prayer.
那么这个祷告词不是按照他的心意来祷告的。
And the content of the prayer is not out of his heart.
也不是要给神听，是给人听的。
It's not for God to hear, but for man to hear.
所以入酒就成为假冒为善的了。
And days go by, it becomes a formality and also hypocrisy.
人看不出来。
And man, as human, we cannot see.
但是主耶稣就能够看得出来。
But Jesus can see it through.
所以接下来他告诉这些门徒要怎么祷告呢？
Therefore, Jesus go on telling how should we pray.
请看第六节。
Let's read verse 6
到第八节。
Until verse 8.
你祷告的时候要进你的内屋关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看必能报答你。第七节
Verse 7，
你们祷告不可向外邦人用许多重复的话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。你们不可效法他们，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的你们的父早已知道。主耶稣在这边告诉我们怎么祷告。
So Jesus sat over here and telling us how to pray.
要到清静安静不会受骚扰的地方。
We must go to a place that is clear of serenity.
所以在家里能够关上门不会受骚扰。
So as we pray at home, it will be a place that they will not be bothered by others.
因为我们祷告的对象就是天父尊神。
BecauseThe one who we pray to is our Heavenly Father, the true God.
只要你的心灵能够专心，能够把它收回来，跟神讲话。
As long as you can concentrate and you can focus your heart in your prayer,
就会达到美好的效果。
Then you can reach such a wonderful goal.
这是人经常会犯的毛病。
And this is what most common mistakes made by people.
有时候呢，没有内容那么多，为了要祷告多一点，当然一组重复啊。
Sometimes we may out of content in our prayer, and we try to repeat stuff.
神是不会心烦，但是给人听就会觉得心烦。
I don't think God will be impatient about it, but for those who hear it, will be.
重复的话会让人觉得很啰嗦啊。
Repeated phrases will let us feel so bothersome.
能够讲清楚的话，一句就清楚了。
For those clear statements, one will make the effect.
如果不清楚，当然要重复。
Only when those is unclear, then you have to repeat it.
但是主耶稣说，天父非常了解我们。
However, Jesus said that our Heavenly Father knows what we need.
当然就不必重复在那边讲同样的话。
Of course, we do not have to repeat what we pray.
人所讲的话有限。
So what we could say is limited.
所以祷告很长不见得有效果。
And a long prayer may not be effective.
如果一个小时都不能专心的话，讲一大篇呢，还是没有效果。
Within an hour of prayer, if you cannot concentrate, all you pray is worthless.
如果你在三分钟之内能够专心向神讲话，效果就很大。
Perhaps you can concentrate fully in a short three-minute prayer, it will be much effective than the one.
但是犹太人有定祷告的时间。
However, the Jewish set themselves a time for prayer.
如果这个时间是半个小时，你一定要祷告半个小时，就被这个时间束缚，成为律法。
If this time was set with a 30-minute lapse, you have to follow as the law says.
那么参加的人会越来越少。
And for those who participate in the prayer will be less and less.
所以教会所规定的祷告会为什么会越来越少
？Therefore.A prayer sessions that were set by the church, why the attendance is dwindling each time?
因为这种律法术的规定呢，让人呢没有办法接受。
Because a prayer session that is set by the law is unacceptable among people.
所以就不要规定一定要多久啊。
Therefore, do not insist on how long we should pray.
所以当时的犹太教呢，就是有这种固定性的祷告时间。
That's why among Jews at that time, they have a set time for their prayer time.
当然呢，可以在这一段时间啊，有些人进去，有些人出来。
Maybe during the time of prayer, there are people who entering and exiting.
如果在这一段时间，你规定一进去一定时间到才可以出来的话。
So if you try to regulate these people to pray such a way that if they enter the temple, they have to come out at a certain time.
就成为律法上所规定的。
And it will become a law.
那么这种祷告呢，也许就没有效果。
And this kind of prayer will be ineffective.
所以主耶稣在这边告诉我们，不可效法他们。
So Jesus said over here that we should not learn from them.
其实我们所需要的内容，天父早就知道。
In actual fact, the content of our prayer has already long been known by God.
只要你有这一颗心，真正的向神来诉说，
If we have a true heart that prays to God,
就会得到美好的效果。
We will receive a wonderful result.
那么这两个人呢，都上圣殿祷告。
So these two people went up to the temple and prayed.
实际上呢， 也不一定要上圣殿。
In actual fact, they do not have to go up to the temple to pray.
保罗曾经告诉我们。
Paul has told us.
请看以弗所书第六章十八节。
Let's turn to Book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第六章十八节。
Book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 8.
靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在主谨慎不倦为众圣徒祈求。保罗在这边说靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求。
So to pray in the Spirit on all occasions.
不限定时间。
So we're not limited by time.
不限定地点。
We're not limited by locations.
有的人在车上也可以向神祷告。
Some people may pray in the cars.
在短暂的默祷里面也可以得到效果。
In such a short prayer, we receive much effect.
所以随时多方祷告祈求。
Therefore, we must pray all the time in all occasions.
所以主耶稣在世的时候。
Therefore, when Jesus was in this world,
就是要突破这些人的观念。
He was trying to break through the concepts of all these people.
说一定要上圣殿，这种观念呢，就渐渐给他们突破。
That such a concept that they have to go to the temple and then they have to pray a certain period of time.
那么有关敬拜神集合的地点呢？
So about the place for them to gather.
犹太人跟撒玛利亚人就不同啊。
And the Jewish are different from the Samaritans.
所以在约翰福音第四章里面。
Therefore in John chapter 4.
记载主耶稣曾经跟一个撒玛利亚人忽然呢，谈到敬拜神的事情。
So Jesus has talked with a Samaritan woman.
我们请看约翰福音第四章二十节。
Let's turn to Book of John chapter 4 verse 20.
约翰福音第四章二十节。
Book of John chapter 4 verse 20.
我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们祷说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。二十一节。
21.
耶稣说夫人你当信我时候将到你们拜父也不在这山上也不在耶路撒冷这个撒玛利亚夫人呢他们认为敬拜神要在撒玛利亚的山上
So this Samaritan woman thought that they, when they worship they have to go to a Samaritan mountain
南方的犹太人认为要在耶路撒冷这个山上
And people of the south, the Jews, they thought that they have to go to worship in Jerusalem.
但是耶稣说时候到这两个地方都不是很重要的。
But Jesus said, when time is coming, it's not important where you pray.
你没有到那边去就没有达到拜神的效果。
If you don't go to the place and you do not reach the effectiveness of worship,
这种观念不一定正确的。
This kind of concept is arguable.
请看二十三节、二十四节。
Let's continue reading verses 23 and 24.
时候将到，如今就是，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。二十四节。
24.
神是个灵，所以拜他必须用心灵和诚实拜他。主耶稣告诉我们。
Jesus told us.
说真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他。
For those true worshippers will worship him in spirit and in truth.
所以主耶稣所说的比喻的那两个人上圣殿。
Therefore, in Jesus' parable, that the two persons that went up to the temple and pray.
只要这两个人呢，真正用他们的心灵和诚实去敬拜神。
As long as they pray and worship in their spirit and in truth.
神看透他们的内心。
God will see through their inner being.
他们真正用他们的心灵和诚实拜神，向神祷告。
So they pray in spirit and in truth.
那么这两个人都有益，这两个人都善的。
And the two persons will be of righteous.And of goodness.
所以从以上呢，我们让我们了解。
Therefore, from the above, we could derive such understanding.
上圣殿祷告非常好。
Going up to the temple to pray is a good thing.
但是有时候呢，你时间上或者是呢有不方便的地方。
But sometimes you may not have such a convenience to come to the temple to pray.
随时多方祷告。
And you should pray in all places and all occasions.
圣灵与你同在。
And the Spirit will be with you.
同样的可以达到效果的。
At the same time, you will reach the same kind of effectiveness.
同样可以从神那边得到喜乐。
And you can also receive the joy from God.
接下来主耶稣说，这两个人是谁呢？
So as we go on, who are these two people?
一个是法利赛的。
One is the Pharisee.
一个是税吏。
And one is the tax collector.
我们先谈这个法利赛。
So let's talk about the Pharisee.
真的是一个好人。
So he's indeed a good person.
请看马太福音二十三章第二节。
Let's turn to Book of Matthew, chapter 23.
马太福音二十三章第二节到第七节。
Matthew, chapter 23, verses 2 to 7.
说文士和法利赛人坐在摩西的位上，凡他们所吩咐你们的，你们都要谨守遵行，但不要效法他们的行为，因为他们能说不能行。第四节
Verse 4,
他们把难担的重担捆起来搁在人的肩上，但自己一个指头也不肯动。第五节
Verse 5,
他们一切所做的事都是要叫人看见，所以将被带的经文做宽了，衣裳的穗做长了，喜爱筵席上的所谓会堂里的高位。第七节
Verse 7,
又喜爱人在街市上问他的安，称呼他拉比。这里简单介绍法利赛人是怎样的人。
So here he briefly introduce whatThe Pharisees are.
他们能够坐在摩西的位上。
So they are the one who are able to sit in the Moses' seat.
就是根据摩西的律法来教训人。
So they teach people according to the Moses' law.
这些教训非常好。
So the teachings were good.
但是有时候他们也行不出来。
However, they themselves cannot do sometimes.
所以法利赛人比较注重看得见、听得见的事情。
The Pharisees emphasize what they can see.
所以有的人把它称为是形式上主义者。
So people regarded the Pharisees as the people who belong to formality.
那有的人呢，也比较注重这一方面的。
Some people may emphasize this aspect more.
所以在二十三章里面呢，主耶稣呢，讲他们讲的很多啊。
Jesus in chapter 23 talked much about the Pharisees.
不过在前面这一段呢，我们看得比较舒服啊。
And in the first paragraph, we felt more comfortable in reading it.
法利赛人是不错的，非常好。
So the Pharisees are the good ones.
他的不好由神去讲，我们不要讲他。
And what, their weaknesses will be told by Jesus, not from us.
那么有关税吏呢是怎样的人
？So what kind of people are the Pharisees?
税吏就是当时的税务官啊。
Excuse me, the tax collectors. The tax collectors are the person who collect tax at that time.
如果现在的话，你能够谋上这一个职分呢，是非常好。
At that time, if you can be a tax collector, it's a good job.
但是当时的犹太人，如果你有谋上这个职分呢，却被人看轻了。
But also, at that time, if you're a tax collector, you are always looked down upon.
到底是他的职务的关系还是为人的关系呢？
Is it because of the nature of their job or the nature of themselves?
都有啊。
They all bear the equal standards.
所以有这种职务的人呢，很难做人啊。
So a person bears with such responsibilities, it's hard for them to be just at time.
所以他们经常处在两难之间啊。
And they often have to face dilemmas.
所以有这种职务的人真的 常常处在两难之间啊。
And indeed, for people as tax collectors, they face dilemmas.
但是这些人呢，后来也有人信耶稣。
And there are some of them that came to the Lord.
有的人不愿意再继续处在两难之间，他干脆辞职。
Some people weren't want to face the dilemma, so they come to believe in the Lord.
其中有一个人叫做利未啊。
So one of them is called Levi.
请看路加福音第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 5,
27节、28节。
Verses 27 and 28.
路加福音第五章27节、28节。
Book of Luke, chapter 5, verses 27 and 28.
做事以后，耶稣出去。看见一个税吏名叫利未坐在税关上，就对他说，你跟从我来。28节。他就撇下所有的起来跟从了耶稣。这里记载有一个税务官叫做利未。
So it tells us that here is a tax collector by the name of Levi.
他坐在税关上，真的他呢奉公守法。
So he was sitting at his tax booth. He do his duty.
但是他还是有他呢为难的地方。
But he has his dilemmas.
也许他长期间就是呢心里经常有争战。
Maybe a lot of time he has much struggle in his heart.
耶稣看到他，怜悯他。
Jesus saw him and had mercy on him.
说你来跟从我做的门徒。
So he said, "Come, follow me and become my disciple."
他就撇下他所有的。跟从了耶稣啊。
So he has gave up everything he had and followed him.
当然这是一个非常大的牺牲。
Of course, this was a much sacrifice.
但是呢，对他来说也是一种释放，让他舒服。
However, this is in another way of saying that he is receiving a relief.
所以他很感激主耶稣的呼召。
He thanks to the calling of Jesus.
请看。二十九节
Let's continue reading verse
29到三十二节
Until verse 32
利未在自己家里为耶稣大摆宴席，有许多税吏和别人与他们一同坐席。法利赛人和文士就向耶稣的门徒发怨言说，你们为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃饭呢？耶稣对他们说，无病的人不用不找医生，有病的人才用得找。我来本不是召义人悔改，乃是召罪人悔改。利未他就在家里呢办宴席请客。
So Levi had thrown a banquet to welcome everyone.
他感谢耶稣，跟耶稣的门徒能够到他的家里来。
He was grateful about Jesus and disciples.
请都请不来，你今天能够来到我家。
So it's hard to invite Jesus. So since Jesus is willing to come today,
所以利未非常高兴，摆上很多的这个东西呀、来请耶稣跟耶稣的门徒。
And Levi has held a great banquet for Jesus and his disciples.
耶稣也没有对他说，你不要这么破坏。
Jesus didn't tell him that, oh, please don't throw such a great banquet, just give me water.
但是法利赛人呢，看到耶稣跟耶稣的门徒呢，跟这些人在一起。
However, the Pharisees saw Jesus was with the tax collectors.
就受议论。
And they had some opinions about it.
所以主耶稣说啊，这些人是病人啊。
So Jesus said, these people are the sick.
正需要耶稣跟耶稣的门徒跟他们在一起。
So they need Jesus and his disciples to be with them.
让他们能够改变过去的看法。
So that they will change from their point of view.
让这些人能够有重生的机会。
So that these people will receive a opportunity for rebirth.
所以税吏并不是不好。
So tax collectors are not all the bad ones.
因为有他职务上的不方便。
Because of his dilemmas due to his nature of his duty.
这个利未后来成为耶稣很好的门徒。
And Levi has later become a good disciple of Jesus.
也就是说，马太福音的作者。
That is to say that he became the author for the book of Matthew.
另外还有一个税务官职位更高。
There's another tax collector belongs to a higher hierarchy.
就是路加福音十九章里面所记载的撒该。
Which is recorded in Luke chapter 19, whose name is Zacchaeus.
他是税吏长。
Zacchaeus is the chief of tax collectors.
那这个人呢，也蒙主耶稣呼召。
And this person was called by Jesus also.
我们请看路加福音十九章。
Let's turn to Book of Luke chapter 19.
第二节。
Verse 2.
有一个人名叫撒该，做税吏长，是个财主。这里记载撒该呢，地位高又有钱。
Here it says Zacchaeus was someone of wealth.
他欢迎主耶稣到他家去。
And status, so he welcomed Jesus to go to his house.
主耶稣接受他的好意啊。
Jesus accepted his invitation.
他非常感动。
And he was very touched.
所以他的人生观就180度的改变了。
And then his that makes his turning point of his life.
用他能够用的能力呢，多多做善事啊。
So Jesus encouraged him to use his ability to do good things.
所以耶稣说，救恩到你家。
So Jesus said, the salvation has come to your house.
请看第九节第十节。
Let's read verses 9 and 10.
耶稣说，今天救恩到了这个家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。第十节。
Verse 10.
人主来为要寻找拯救世上的人。撒该是一个亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Zacchaeus is the descendant of Abraham.
但是他在人生的道路上迷失了。
However, he has lost in his path of life.
主耶稣再把他找回来。
Jesus has found him.
主耶稣的救恩临到他的家。
Jesus' salvation has come to his house.
所以撒该往后的人生充满了光明。
And the later portion of the life of Zacchaeus was filled with light.
如果根据其他的犹太同胞，他是一个税吏不可亲近的人。
According to the Pharisees, the tax collectors are the one that should not be drawn near to.
No, 他就会永远迷失掉。
And therefore, the person will be lost forever.
好在主耶稣爱心的包容。
We thanks to Jesus' mercy.
让他能够回来。
So that he allow him to return to him.
真正的夺回亚伯拉罕祖孙的这种。这种荣耀
He actually received and regained the exaltation as a descendant of Abraham.
所以税吏在当时人的心目中呢，真的印象不好。
So the tax collectors in the eyes of the Jews weren't good people.
我们请看马太福音十一章十九节。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 11, verse 19.
马太福音十一章十九节。
Book of Matthew chapter 11 verse 19.
人主来了，也出也喝。人又说他是贪食好酒的人，是税吏和罪人的朋友。但智慧之主总以智慧为事。主耶稣在世界的时候很随和啊。
Jesus, when he was in this world, he mingled well with people.
他没有拒绝这些税吏的邀请啊。
He did not decline.The invitation from the tax collectors.
是这些人的朋友。
He is the friend of these people.
因此呢，受到犹太同胞的议论。
Therefore, it provoked the arguments during in the Jewish society.
所以有时候，有的人所处在的环境里面呢，很难做人。
Therefore, for some people in a certain settings of society, it's hard for them to.Become a good person and they have to face dilemmas.
这样不好，那样也不好。
Either it doesn't matter what they do, it will be all bad.
但是主耶稣说，智慧之主以智慧为事啊。
However, Jesus said, those who belongs to the wisdom will do what is wise.
所以主耶稣以智慧来做事情。
So Jesus has done things with wisdom.
使这些税吏能够获得救恩啊。
So that the tax collector may receive salvations.
犹太人经常把税吏和罪人呢连在一起啊。
So Jews has always tied up a synonym between tax collectors and also sinners.
或者是把税吏呢跟犹太人以外的人连在一起，叫做外邦人啊。
Or tax collectors share the same synonym as the Gentiles.
请看马太十八章十七节。
Let's turn to Book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 17.
十八章十七节。
Matthew 18, verse 17.
若是不听他，就告诉教会；若是不听教会，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。当时呢，在教会里面
，At that time in the church.
也是看清外邦人跟税吏。
They look down upon the tax collectors and also the pagan.
主耶稣在这边说，如果都是一直不听话。
So Jesus said, if for Jesus was saying that they regard for those who refuses to listen,
就把他当为外邦人跟税吏一样。
And they will be regarded as the tax collectors or a pagan.
所以税吏真的呢洗不清他们的身体呀。
Indeed, tax collectors cannot shun away from such a blame.
是让人印象不好的。
And they bears a bad impression in front of these people.
但是主耶稣呢说到这两个人上圣殿祷告呢，结果又不一样。
However, when these two people went up to the temple to pray, they received two different kind of result.
但是主耶稣说这个比喻也在表明神的心意呢。他愿意接纳各种各样的人。
According to Jesus, that he is willing to accept different kind of people.
啊，他愿意接纳这些忠诚啊、悉心、痛悔的人。
He's willing to accept who are of faith and of honesty.
那这样就让我们能够了解何谓善，何谓恶。
So that we are able to understand what is evil and what is good.
啊，虽然呢是难辨的善恶，但是根据耶稣所说的，就让我们能够进一步的去了解。
Even though the good and evil is undiscernible at times, but Jesus' teaching allow us to understand such a concept.
啊，下午呢就讲这一小部分啊，跟大家做参考。
I would like to conclude this afternoon with such a parable.